Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am super duper excited. And you're going, why are you so excited? Well, first of all, I'm excited for a couple of reasons. One is I have Billy Hayward with me today, and she is a psychic medium, and she'll be here shortly. She's actually on the switchboard already. So hi, Billy. I'll get you on here in just a little bit, so just hang out. But, man, and I'm just excited to be alive and to see what Spirit's doing. It's still a little cloudy where I'm at. At least the rain stopped finally, so I don't think I'm going to have to build that big boat. I appreciate the rain. We've been in a drought here, so we're out of that due to all the rain we've got. But I'm really thankful for the rain because it makes things grow, you know. So I appreciate it. The card for the show today comes from my animal guide deck, actually, and it's a zebra. And the zebra pops in here today, and it says, "Let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times." I want to read that again. Let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. Doesn't say sometimes or maybe at times. It says at all times that you're safe and protected. And your angels and your spirit guides and are and your loved ones from the other side, they're all watching over you, taking care of you, got your back. And so today maybe you're feeling a little unsteady. Maybe you're feeling a little bit off balance. Maybe a little bit of fear sneaking in somehow. But let go of your fear. The only person that can let go of your fear is one person. Do you know who that one person is? Yeah, you. Your fear. And we all have them. We all have those. And so today, let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. All right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. And then we're going to play an opening song. And then we'll get Billy on here. The call-in number to this program. There is a few people ahead of you. We will try to get you on, but I can't promise that you'll get on, but I will do my best, all right? But the call-in number is 347-327-9316. If you would like to check out Billy's website, you can do so at, I'm going to give you that website address right here, right now. It is www.billyhayward.com, www.billyhayward.com. I just realized that I don't have her on our site as an upcoming guest. I forgot to do that. Billy, I apologize. I don't know how that slipped my mind, but those things happen. But her website is www.billyhayward.com. She'll be here shortly. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for everything that you do for us, unseen and seen. Because you're always working in our lives, always working behind the scenes, always working for our higher good and pushing us towards that. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for your love today that I can feel and the strength that I feel right now and how you work things out for us. When it looks impossible for things to work out, you always work possibles. Because you don't work in impossibles. You work in possibles. Because there is nothing impossible as long as we're working with you and in that energy that is you. Father, Mother God, right now I thank you for Billy. I thank you for the gifts inside of her. I thank you for bringing her to us today. And in this now moment, Father, Mother God, as she comes forward and as she shares her story and her gifts and whatever is on her heart today, just bless her. Just bless the socks right off of her today. And whatever is going on in her life, I know that you're going to work it out. We all have those issues sometimes. And Father, Mother God, I know that whatever is going on right now for her, you are beginning to prepare to open doors for her that no man can shut. And I can see those. And I thank you for that. And I'm sure she does too. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for my listeners as always. I pray that you would meet their needs today. For that's what we're here for. We're here for them and to help them in any way that we can. And so just bless them today and let them know that they are loved beyond anything that they could ever imagine. And that you can give them wisdom that goes beyond their wisdom, a faith that goes beyond their faith, and love that goes beyond their love. And I thank you for that. Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would continue to lead and guide and direct me in everything that I do and everything I say. And I thank you for the rain in our lives, because with the rain in our lives, that rain comes to help us grow. And I thank you for that. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. And let's go ahead and open with this song. And you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Billy and your calls are coming up, so don't go anywhere. Say hi to Billy. Billy, hi.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. It's beautiful here in Northwest Ohio today.
Wow. Hey, I wish I was there because it's a little overcast and has that little gloomy feel.
Yeah.
Here, but
that's kind of how it's been here, but. Today we finally have a sunny, beautiful day, and the birds are out. So,
yeah, I was up in. I had a friend that lived. Well, he still lives up in Ohio, lived near the Dayton area, and I've been up in Ohio, so I like it up there. It's pretty nice. There's some nice areas up there.
Yeah, it is nice here.
How long have you lived in Ohio? How long have you lived up there?
Oh well, I. Was born in Sarasota, Florida, and moved to Ohio when I was 2, moved back there when I was about 13, moved back to Ohio. but I've been here steady since I was about 14.
Okay. Yeah, it's like
for many,
yeah,
many
it's,
years.
Yeah, like a little yo-yo there for a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
So now, for people to get to know you and myself included in this, can you tell us just a little bit about Billy in a nutshell?
Sure.
Okay.
I have three beautiful daughters. One of which is grown and out of the house, and two are still with me. My partner and I live in a little town, a historic town in Northwest Ohio, which has served to be very interesting with my gifts. It's got a lot of history. And I really love nature. I love anything that, regarding spirituality and healing, and I've always been drawn to those things since I was a very young girl. That's me in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Now, what does your gifts include? You know, you've talked about your gifts. What do those include for you?
Well, I'm not so much into the, I guess, the what would be considered the correct terminology with things, but my whole life I see things, hear
right.
things, I receive messages. I have always been very intuitive. I can connect with those that have crossed over.
Right.
Probably within the last 15 years or so, I also am able to help earthbound spirits make their transition if they're kind of hanging around,
right.
As well as, house clearing and cleansing and blessing. I'm also a Reiki master, so that kind of really, once I went through the training there, it really transformed the way that I read into a more sort of growthful healing approach,
right.
which it just kind of all came together, I guess, at that point.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, and you know, myself, it was the same way. I was reading for a while, and then I went through the Reiki training as well, and I do. I think it helps in some ways, because I could tell the difference as soon as I got the training and then started reading. My readings were different, and I was like, okay, but I didn't know what it was for a while. You know, I was like, okay, what is this change? And then I realized.
Right.
So now, you've always been gifted. I read on your site that you started at a very early age.
I did, yes. Although I don't think any of us really realized it, except for maybe my mother. You know, for me, it was a process. And like you said, often you learn these things and you learn them through retrospect, you know, looking back and saying,
right.
oh, you know, that's what that was. But yeah, I used to have memories when I was really a toddler up till the age of 5, where I really believed that they were my memories. And so I would share them with my mother and she would say, you've never been there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But, you know, luckily she was always very supportive. She was very,
awesome.
Is a very spiritual woman.
Right.
So she was, you know, she really helped me with putting all of that together.
Okay. And now, did you understand what was going on back then or sort of not so much?
No, I really didn't. I really and truly believed that they were my memories until probably adolescence when everything, I had some pretty, well, sometimes some scary experiences in spaces that I was in and things like that. I started putting two and two together myself. Around the age of 14, I got a tarot deck, which kind of helped me to, I guess, focus things a little bit more, make sense of them, give me a channel for what I was experiencing. But for the most part, I was just very scared, you know, up until probably I hit 20 and I started really seeking out ways to make sense of what I was experiencing.
Okay. Did somebody help you with that or did you just do that on your own?
I just kind of started out on my own. I just knew that I had to either, you know, for probably my teenage years, I think now looking back, I shut down a lot of them, just sort of they cut off. I didn't get anything.
Right.
Then they started resurfacing when I actually started having children myself. And I felt like, you know, either I needed to embrace this and stop fearing it, in some way understand it, or it was just going to keep coming back, and I needed to be able to control it for myself so that I felt more control in my life, you know, regarding it. Right. So yeah, it was pretty much just a trial and error process.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, maybe you agree with this, Billy, is I think a lot of people, maybe even listening to us today, you know that they have abilities, but, you know, maybe they're afraid of it. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of times it comes up, hey, you know, I believe I have this, but I'm so afraid that I'm going to contact, you know, bad spirit or something like that.
Right.
Do you hear that a lot?
Absolutely, yes. And actually probably the past 2 years, a lot of clients have been drawn to me that who are having children that seem to be sensitive and having abilities. And I don't know, I believe that the divine is kind of guiding them to me because I had those experiences, and in some way I can help those parents and those little kids to make sense of what's going on with them. But yeah, absolutely. And I think that with the energy and the time that we're kind of experiencing, I think that people are opening up to their own gifts and their awareness is expanding. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have been experiencing an awakening process, and it can be exciting and it can be scary at the same time.
Right, because, you know, maybe with you, and I know when I first started opening up when I was young as well, you know, I thought, okay, I must be going crazy or something, because I was like, okay, what is going on with me, you know? And
right.
I think a lot of people have that, because, you know, you're starting to hear voices, you're seeing things out of the corner of your eyes, and that can be a little unsettling at times.
It can, yeah. Yeah, especially for, you know, when you're first starting.
Right.
And then, like you mentioned earlier, not really knowing whether it's something dark or something light, you know, you
right.
don't, you know, I think you just want to shut down often.
Yeah, and because you know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, how can I trust this, Michael? You know, how can I, you know, how do I know if this is a voice that I should be listening to? And I always tell people, you know, listen to the intuition inside of you, that built-in, you know, gut feeling. You know, it will tell
mm-hmm.
you if it's right or not. Do you
mm-hmm.
agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I kind of have referred to that as my inner voice. It's
right.
almost my check system, you know,
right.
to check and make sure and check in with my highest self to make sure that, you know, it's kind of okaying the process and that everything feels right and safe and protected.
Yeah, because I know, like, when I read, I have, like, when I know that I'm right on is because I get, like, a tingly feeling. You know, and I go, oh, and that's when I know that I know, you know, and I step out there
mm-hmm.
and go, okay, this is how it is, because, you know, I have that. But there are times that, you know, I have that little uneasy feeling, and I go, okay, I need to check this energy because it doesn't just seem right to me. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you pause and you double check. Now, you talked about children and sensitive. Are your children sensitive?
Yes. They are. I think that they're all different ages. My oldest
right.
one is 21, and middle daughter is 16, and then my youngest is 13.
Right.
And the oldest one, I think, you know, I feel as though at times she's kind of shut those things off as well. But my two daughters that live with me now, who aren't out of the house yet, they are very, very sensitive. You know, it's very normal for one of them to come to me and say, you know, I think we need to cleanse.
Right.
I just saw something in my room and it didn't feel right.
right.
And, you know, we need to go through that process. And, you know, they're very hands-on and I've tried to help them. And it's pretty normal in our household. I often say if, you know, when guests come over, I'm sure that some of them think we're absolutely crazy.
Right.
You know, just for the maintenance that we have to do and
right.
you know, and all of that. But yeah, they're very sensitive. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I was going to be surprised if they weren't. And so I was like, you know, I was like, okay, I'm sure they are because you are. I could just tell by your energy. Your energy is really strong, and I'm adjusting to it because you got a really strong energy. And so, but that's good. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Okay, I hope that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now, because I just have to adjust sometimes. Now, you talked about house cleansing, and I know a lot of people are interested in that. You know, let's say for example, let's just use me as an example. Let's say that I'm having, you know, I actually lived in a house for a while, and I moved out of there finally. But that there was a room in my house that I could just not go in. I mean, it was just awful. There was just an awful heavy feeling in there. Finally, I got it down a little bit, but it was still there when I left. Now, if somebody's feeling that, what would you tell them? I mean, what would your first thing be if somebody's having a problem with their home or feeling just uncomfortable in a room or something?
Well, the first thing that I do is I begin corresponding and asking, you know, some vital questions just so that I know that I'm walking, what I'm walking into.
Right.
And then we'll schedule a walkthrough of the space, and I kind of intuitively, I've been told before by clients that when I'm in that zone, I'm kind of abrupt and I don't have as, I don't know how to describe it. I'm very to the point and I'm on a mission. And
right.
So I focus on reading the space and I don't speak to anyone until after I've done that and I've had the opportunity to connect with the space and and then I would usually whoever is attached to that space or living in that space, and I ask which have been revised over the years, you know, when you kind of see the patterns and the puzzle pieces that are important to know in, you know, dealing with energy. And then the interview is complete based on those findings and what I get from the client. I can tell a lot about the type of energy that I'm dealing with. And that's not based, you know, anything other than my own experiences and my learning process of how I interpret things. You know, someone else might interpret something differently, but there are certain signatures that certain entities and energetics and all of that have. And if I feel as though it is in the realm of my expertise and that it's something that I can handle for them, then I will go ahead with a cleansing. And typically I ask them to somehow, you know, be involved in it because it's their space. And,
right.
That's vital to the process. If I can't help them, I am always very, very adamant about this. Honest, I don't want to make things worse for people. So, my focus is to build the space and create an environment of growth and love. And if I can't do that, I will help them, you know, get in contact with someone who can help them.
Okay. Now, let's say if I had, because you're in Ohio and I'm in Kansas, can you help me even with this distance? I mean, say I have a property that needs cleansing, could you help me with that? Or would you recommend somebody in this case?
Sometimes I can. It depends on the problem that we're dealing with. Ironically, what ends up happening is as soon as I begin to get involved and I respond to the client's inquiry,
right.
The end includes me. So often what I'm experiencing, I begin to experience little pieces of it. So quite often I can deal with it in my own space, by reaching a meditation and just by using intent, I with that energy and deal with it that way.
Okay. All right. We're having a little bit of problems, and it could be Blog Talk. Blog Talk's been having some problems, Billy, and you're cutting up a little bit. I'm not going to ask you to do it yet, but I might have to have you hang up and then call back in. That's what they've been recommending if we've been having problems.
Okay.
But you're cutting out a little bit, but I think it's not you. I think it's Blog Talk. And so,
okay.
But because we want to be sure that we hear you clearly and stuff like that. Now, let's give your website. Somebody listening, how can we get hold of you?
It's www.billyhayward.com.
Okay. And do you see clients face to face, or how do you do that? Do you do more phone?
Yes, I do in person readings, and I also do telephone readings as well.
Okay. Yeah. And your prices are pretty reasonable. I went and checked over your website. So, you know, I'd say, hey, check her out. Because I was over at your website a little earlier, and I still actually have it pulled up in front of me. Because, you know, a lot of times people are just, you know, if you're in a different area, you know, a lot of people aren't in Kansas, you know, or wherever. And that's one thing I like about my show. And the reason I started the show is to bring people on like you to get to know other people. Because, you know, a lot of times, and I don't know if you feel this way sometimes, Billy, but sometimes this can be a very lonely world, you know, in the spirit realm, because a lot of people don't get us. I mean, you know, I have people look at me like I got four heads sometimes, you know, so it's like, okay, yeah. Okay. You know, and they'll go, you know, they give me that look and go, okay, Michael, you know, so, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't get it, you know, they don't, do you find that with yourself at times?
I think it was more in the beginning process.
Right.
But I think with time that gets a little bit better, or maybe I've just become more accustomed to it, so I'm
right.
able to brush it off more. I don't know,
right.
but yeah, I absolutely can relate to that. Yeah,
yeah.
I can.
Because you've been doing this for a while. How long have you been reading professionally? You've been doing it for a while.
Reading professionally about 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because you've been out there for a while. Because I was looking at that on your website as well. We do have a few people that would like to talk to you. Do you want to give them any instructions on what you want to, how you want to read with them, or anything that you might want to tell them before they call in here?
I guess the only thing that I would ask is, you know, that the time is, at least I feel internally that the time is kind of limited. So
right.
if they can kind of just state the focus that they would like for like a particular area of their life, or, you know, the specific intent that they would like to know more about. And then I'm just going to need their first name and their birthday. And that's
okay.
it.
All right. Okay, and I'm going to give you a little bit of instruction as well. Please only ask one question per caller, okay, because we do have several people, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. I know that already, but we will try to get to your call. We do take a limited number of callers, but we will try to get you on. So please have one question, and please have a focus, okay? And let's start with Susan, we appreciate you calling in, and you are on air with Billy. Hi.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, Susan.
Could you
say your birth date out loud for me, please?
Sure, it's 10/20/90. You want the year?
No, that's okay.
Okay, October 29th.
Okay. Okay, and how can I help you today, Susan?
I want to know how I can communicate better with the guides that I have from Orion.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's coming up in terms of your challenges, just in your day-to-day life, one of the messages that I'm getting is that oftentimes, Susan, you can get really sort of, somewhat scattered in terms of your direction. You can feel very overwhelmed, and you've got a lot of balls up in the air at one time. And often you kind of operate from one extreme to the other. Either you're very reclusive and retreative, or you're really out there and active. So the message that I'm getting for you in terms of your human self as opposed to your spiritual self is that that kind of needs to somehow need to come more in balance, either by utilizing meditation or some type of a divination tool, something that kind of clears the cobwebs and helps to balance your highest self. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. The other thing that sometimes I did
I'm
want to mention...
things and I'm connected, and other times I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're feeling not connected, I would maybe try to really search for a different divination tool or some type of a meditation that helps you connect with your own sacred center so that it kind of strips away all of that really high vibrational energy that's around you sometimes, because you do have a lot of gifts and a lot of intuition. So, you know, often those of us that do kind of attract those really high vibrating energies. So you just kind of need something that will help to balance those out. And it's something internal. It's like an internal trigger is what I'm getting, like a tool or a meditation.
Okay. Maybe I was told once the Tibetan meditation, but I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up.
Pardon me?
Tibetan meditation.
Okay. Yeah, that could definitely help. Also, any type of like sound therapy. If you're really connected to that, the Tibetan archetype, one thing that I can suggest is the chants of the Tibetan monks are extremely, they're very calming. Now, they sound very strange, but there's something in the vibrational energy of their chanting.
I actually resonate with that. I like that.
Do you? Good. I would try that then and try to incorporate some type of a meditation in with the Tibetan chanting.
Okay.
But I did want to mention one thing, because there's a message that I feel like, did you recently receive some type of a higher message regarding your life's purpose?
Yeah, but it wasn't very clear.
Okay. The one thing that I will say is that there's some... do you have a son?
No, a daughter.
A daughter. Is she in a relationship right now?
I think so.
Okay. Have you been concerned about her with this particular relationship?
I've been concerned about her because I haven't heard from her in a while.
Okay. For some reason, there's something going on there with your daughter and this male figure that is kind of consuming and getting in the way of your more spiritual messages. So basically, the reason why that's coming up is you probably need to reach out to her to resolve those sort of mental things that are going on, and that will probably help to clear the path for those bigger messages.
Okay, I have no way to reach her, but I think I just have to get through that myself.
Okay.
Okay, and hopefully that helps.
It did, and she was very on. Thank you,
Billy. All right.
Thank you, Susan.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead. If you're ready for another one, let's go ahead and take Patty, and just let me know if you need a break or anything, Billy, okay?
Okay.
Patty, you're on with Billy. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Patty, and my birthday is September 20th.
Okay, Patty. Do you have a particular focus for me today or a question?
Do you see any advancement in work? I've been working so hard to break through some barriers and look at them as opportunities.
Okay. Well, the first thing that is very prominent around you, have you been thinking lately about taking some type of a class or a workshop or some type of a certification of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that is a really good route for you to take. The universe is really supporting that. And I feel like your biggest challenge right now is kind of, you kind of feel a little bit beat down and, you know, like the odds are against you, and that's kind of almost keeping you a little bit frozen in terms of what direction to take, but there are going to be a few opportunities for you this summer. The date of July 12th is very prominent around you, and I feel like there's some energies that are going to shift around that time. So any opportunities that come your way after that date of July 12th are really good paths to at least follow and explore. This is a time of, I understand how, why you're feeling this way, because you're at a huge threshold in your life right now. And the time of challenge and really difficult emotional stuff is on its way out. The problem is that time frame that has been going on for about the last year and a half to 2 years has kind of altered your course, and you're kind of in that place where you're your own worst enemy. You're kind of creating a lot of blockages for opportunities that are really ready to come your way. So be sure that up until that date in July that you're really trying to talk very positively to yourself so that you can be welcoming those opportunities and those doors that are going to be open to you. But whatever you do, I will say this, whatever you do as far as your focus regarding a career or job, I feel like this additional certification or class or something will very much set you on your path to fulfilling, you know, your highest purpose. Are you in a field that where you help people?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's going to evolve and expand over the next 2 years, and it all kind of starts with this learning opportunity that's coming your way in July.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank
Patty.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right. All right. And, Billy, I have a question for you. You talked, because this is one thing that I think a lot of people don't understand, and maybe something that we can expound on here a little bit. Earlier in the conversation, you talked about that you work with earthbound spirits, you know,
yes.
and that you can help them cross over. Now, there might be somebody listening to us, because I feel like that there's somebody listening to us that don't totally understand what that is. Could you explain what an earthbound spirit is, maybe?
Yeah, well, I don't work with them as far as through my readings, but
okay.
For instance, I there are certain situations where when people make that transition or cross over and die, they don't quite understand. Either it was a traumatic event or there's still messages that they need to get to loved ones, or they're just kind of in a lost place. A lot of times they've committed suicide or their deaths have been very traumatic.
Right.
And so they kind of either hang around a space or they are obviously going to be drawn to the people that they loved in their lives. So there are certain times when that attachment becomes kind of unhealthy for the people that are still here. And, you know, obviously they want their loved ones to be at peace. And so I help with that process.
Okay. To help them cross over and make that transition. Because a lot of times, you know, because I live near Joplin, Missouri, and not very far from there. And a couple of years ago, they were hit by a major, you know, tornado. And,
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying to help because there's a lot of, you know, earthbound spirits over there still, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I try to help with that when I can, you know, and
mm-hmm.
work through my own stuff because of that. But you know, because it does take us being focused and making that transition. But you know, I find that with a lot of times, you know, somebody in a car accident, a lot of times they don't know that that's even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that sometimes yourself?
Yes, I do. And typically what I found, at least with the ones, my clients that I've worked with, is
right.
that sometimes all that those earthbound spirits need is to, I guess, have almost an in-between person, myself or you,
right.
that can help to connect them with this realm so that they can kind of have closure themselves and move on. And those earthbound spirits are different than the ones that can kind of come and go, and we can deliver messages to their loved ones. That doesn't
right.
mean that their loved ones aren't at peace. It, they have, you know, they can come and go. These ones
right.
are kind of just trapped here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think sometimes all they need is really that connection to our world, you know,
right.
to kind of get that message and find peace.
They're kind of stuck. I remember one time I had a friend that was running a karate class here, and I was actually taking classes, and I was in the building with him, and I kept seeing, you know, this older man looking through the window from the outside in, and I thought, okay, I think I'm the only one that can see him, because nobody else was reacting to him, you know, and so I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm the only person that can see this, and I asked somebody, I said, okay, because sometimes I have to check, you know, and I go, okay, does anybody else see that person?
I do too, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes they're so detailed that it's hard for me to tell them, you know, apart. You know, I have to look
mm-hmm.
for that shimmer or, you know, that see-through thing that, you know, sometimes happens. But, you know, so I thought, okay, does anybody else see this? Because they know, you know, that I'm gifted and stuff, and so I... And they said, no, Michael, we don't see anything. So I thought, okay, this is a spirit. My job is to help. And I could tell that he was just stuck because he looked really sad and lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I go outside. Luckily, the streets are very busy because I just go outside and I just start talking to this person just like I'm talking to you. And I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I think that we need to show them that respect. We have to, you know. And what happened is once I, you know, he didn't understand why things had changed. And so once I explained that to him, then he made that transition. Because all he was wanting is somebody to explain to him why things look different, you know. He was lost,
mm-hmm.
and he needed just that
mm-hmm.
step. And that's what that is. When we help earthbound spirits, is just helping them, you know, take that step towards home.
Right, right. Towards
help.
Peace, yeah.
Yeah, to make
absolutely.
That transition. Right, definitely. I just thought I'd just clear it up in case somebody's listening and they didn't understand that totally and understand how that works. But there are, you know, spirits here that are a little stuck, but, you know, they need people to help them, you know, find that peace and get past all that stuff. All right,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad that you have that gift as well. So, because I you know, I didn't really totally understand. That's one thing that I had to learn, and luckily I came across a person that I actually had invited on my show as a guest because
mm-hmm.
I didn't totally understand that. I didn't understand what that, you know, process was. I didn't understand the whole thing. And he actually lives in California and, you know, wrote a book about it and how to help spirits cross over and stuff like that. And so he really got me interested in it and learning how to do that.
Because
it does help
mm-hmm.
to know how to do that. Okay. And I feel like that there's something that you want to share. Is there anything that is on your mind that you just want to share with us? Because I just keep feeling something with you. I don't know if it's a spirit. There might be a spirit around you that I'm picking up.
There may be. There were actually a few names that I got
okay.
while I was waiting
okay.
before the radio show started. And there's an Adam or an Aiden. There's an A name that's somehow connected to a woman named Janet.
Okay.
And so I just feel if she's listening, this person with the A name has a very important message for her. I feel like it may be a son or someone who, you know, was very close to her, like a son.
Okay. And we're going to put that out there right now because I'm feeling, and that might be what I'm feeling. It was Janet that this son's trying to connect. So if you know somebody like that, or maybe your name is that, you know, let us know. We're going to take a few more calls here. And the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. Just in case you're listening. Because I have that a lot of times, Billy. You know, I'll be doing the program and all of a sudden, I'll pick up something and I'd say, okay, I got like this little boy with me and, you know, and I just describe
mm-hmm.
him and say, okay, if he's connecting, call me. If he's not, then we can't get a connection.
Right.
But because it happens sometimes, you know, they just pop
right.
in and out. Now, for you, when you first started with mediumship stuff, was it overwhelming? Because I know when I first started, I had to set some boundaries. I had to set some rules in place with them because they just wanted to talk all the time.
Yes, definitely. And I think that that's why I kind of shut it off during my adolescence because
right.
I didn't really know how to control it. So it was just
right.
easier just to shut it down. But, yeah, I mean, just recently, actually, I had surgery a few weeks ago, and I was in the hospital, and
right.
I could not get any sleep. It was literally like an airport in my hospital
right.
room.
Right. Grand Central Station, yeah.
Yeah, Grand Central Station. And I had to, you know, really... you know, of most of it, what I found is all about your intent
right.
and your confidence and warmth and the light that you sort of project all the while, you know, voicing what it is that you need. And I find that, you know, they're there because they want you to help them.
Right.
And, you know, generally they're pretty respectful, you know, of those boundaries. But, yeah, I really struggled with that. It's ironic because I look back on it and it seems so complicated, you know, to kind
right.
of control that, but it's actually, you know, a pretty simple, I think I was overcomplicating it, you know.
Right, yeah, because I was the same way. I had a friend, actually the one that lives in Ohio now, he actually helped me in a lot of ways because, you know, he said, Michael, you're trying too hard. You're complicating things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and he said, just let it flow. He said, I can tell that you're very gifted, but you are trying way too hard, and that's why you're not picking up. And as soon as I relaxed with it and just let it be, whatever it was going to be, it started flowing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we do. I think that, you know, we're eager sometimes to step out there and you know, we have these expectations ourselves of how it's supposed to work. And then we just, you know, want it to work so fast. And it's not like that. We just try too hard. If we just, you know, breathe and relax, then it's just going to be what it is. And
mm-hmm.
and it can be an amazing journey. But
mm-hmm.
it can,
mm-hmm.
but we got to do. We do have to set boundaries. And the one thing that I always tell people, you know, is that you're always in control. You know, and I think that that's real important with you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with the spirit world, because there are things out there that you might want to be a little concerned about. And, you know, just
mm-hmm.
want to be sure who you're talking with. Now you talked about
mm-hmm.
tools of definition. Do you use tools yourself?
I have a tarot deck that I've had. Actually, it's the same tarot deck that I had since I was 14, that very first one.
Right.
And I do use it, and I think it's just become almost a psychological trigger for me to just
right.
sort of get into my space.
Right.
But I don't read the cards, so to speak, by the book, if that makes sense. It's almost just an intuitive trigger for me, yeah.
Yeah, because I have a lot of oracle decks, and you know, I used to read with them a lot, and now I've noticed as I've evolved and as my spirituality has changed, you know, through the years, you know, a lot of times I don't read so much with them anymore. You know, I can just pick up without them, you know. As
mm-hmm.
But to begin with, they were a very important tool in my life because they helped. And but
mm-hmm.
now a lot of times I just hold the deck. You know, it's just that.
Right.
It's like that security blanket sort of to me.
Yeah, it is.
I could always visualize like Linus holding on to his little blanket, and I think that's how the cards are for me sometimes. I just have to have something in my hands.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of that earthly connection. You know, I think
right.
when we spend so much time sort of between the worlds, so to
right.
speak, or in that realm,
right.
it's sort of something to help ground you. I know for me, I crossword puzzles. If I have a crossword puzzle in front of me, I just start writing and jotting down and circling words, and before I know it, I have a reading. You know, so I think it's just maybe that as human beings, we, you know, some of us might just need that earth connection, you know,
right.
to kind of make that process flow.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, ever since I was young, I mean, it's just like I've always had this knowing. And I have a friend that told me, a really close friend, that told me, he said, Michael, you have one foot in this world and one foot in that world. And I was like, yeah, and I'm probably more in that world than I'm in this one a lot of times. But and, yeah, because I've had to find stuff to help ground me, you know, and bring me, you know, back here at times, you know, to be sure that I'm not always in that spirit world, that I'm, you know, here as well. Because, you know, the one important thing is to be in the now moment, to be in the now and realize what's going on. We do have a couple more people that would like to talk to you if you're ready. I'm sure they are ready to talk to you. So,
sure.
Kathy, you're on with Billy. Thank you for your patience. Appreciate it. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on Skype, that's why.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm on my spiritual journey, and I was wondering what's going to happen in the next few months.
Okay. Can you say your birth date out loud for me, Kathy?
It's December 13th.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I see is there some type of a spiritual retreat or something that you're contemplating or that's ahead of you in the next couple months?
I'm going to class next month.
Okay. I definitely see that is going to kind of set you on a path. There's going to be one male involved in particularly with that class that somehow is going to give you a few of the next stepping stones to your journey. So it's almost as though these classes aren't the end-all be-all, so to speak, the destination, but it's more the beginning of kind of a domino effect. But there's something with a male that's involved with these classes that is really going to help you on your journey. Just remember to listen to your inner voice and really depend upon your own intuition. Because, you know, when we start a spiritual journey, a lot of times we can, you know, our empowerment and that inner voice can be tested. So I don't foresee anything, you know, really awful. I'm just saying that it's really important that you rely upon your gut instinct of what feels right for you and what doesn't, and make sure that you go through those doors of opportunity with the things that feel right for you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. It does. I think the woman that's teaching the class, her husband's participating, and he's an American Native Indian, probably shamanic. So I'm sure he will have some good information.
Okay. Great.
Well, right. thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and take one more call here really quick. 561, you're on the air with Billy. Thank you for your patience. Hi.
Hello. My name is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
And my birthday is June 12th.
Okay.
And I just recently lost someone, and I'm wondering, I don't know if you can feel his spirit around me or if he's left this world. I don't know.
Okay. Well, the first thing I need to ask you, Adrian, because your name is so similar to Aiden, which I got. Are you connected to a Janet in some way?
No, I'm not.
Or a J name? No?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to get that out of the way because
they've
been bugging me since before the show. So, all right. Let me see. This person that you want to connect with, have you been separated and estranged from them for some time?
No.
The last 10 years or so?
No.
Okay. All right. There's a male around you who has passed over. He's passed on. And somehow he's connected to an automobile accident or a motorcycle accident. Was the person that you wanted to connect with, was he very much into motorcycles and or bikes or something like that?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Is there a relative of yours that passed on in some type of an accident? Sometimes these are just like connecting the dots. I have to get through the crowd of people around people to get to the one that you want to speak to.
I'm trying to think. Not a relative or anything, no. I'm trying to think of a friend. No.
Okay. Could you give me his birth date?
4/29/1988.
And you wanted to know if he's still alive or has passed on?
No, he passed 4 months ago, and I just want to know if he's around me. I want to know if he's okay.
Okay. He is okay, absolutely. I did get the message that he had passed on, and I thought at the beginning you said that you weren't sure, so I didn't want to be the one to deliver that news to you.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I do see that he's okay. Does he have a child?
No.
Okay, because I do see him with a child. I don't know if at one point in his life he almost had a baby or... And there's someone around him that is a family member. Let me just describe him to you, and that will help me to connect the dots, and you can kind of validate or invalidate who I'm connecting with. He's very, very, very sensitive, almost as though when he lived in this world, he was a little bit too raw for it. He made some mistakes, and people, you know, kind of misunderstood him. I guess he would be kind of considered, he just, when he felt things, he felt them very deeply. But oftentimes in life, he would stuff them down and put on a strong exterior and all of that. Does that describe him pretty well?
Perfectly.
Okay. The one message that I'm getting from him is that there was something between the two of you that you feel is unspoken or unresolved. There was something that he's taking me back to a moment a few weeks ago where you were either in your bedroom or in the bathroom and you were very, very upset. Just very reflective, very upset, and very regretful, very emotional. And he wants you to know that he was absolutely there with you. And that even though there were a lot of things that you feel were kind of taken from you and quickly, he feels as though everything that you know in your highest self and your heart to be true is absolutely true. And everything... that he felt for you is accurate, and he wants to reassure you that he's never really left your side.
Okay.
Do you remember that moment?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. I feel as though the other thing that he wants you to know, do you have something of his that you've been kind of drawn to lately?
Yes.
The color green stands out. Is it green? Or does it have green in it?
Yes.
Or is it on? Okay. He's. That's just his way of validating for you that he is with you and that he can hear you. And at this point, now that he's crossed over and at complete peace, he has an infinite amount of energy and love to gift to the people that he left behind. So during those times, like you experienced that day, you know, draw upon his energy and ask for his help and his strength and his love, and he will give it to you, and that's what he wants to do. It's just that he's had a really hard time getting you to open up to understand that.
Okay, that's what I've been feeling. Okay, yeah, I haven't felt him around me, and it's, you know, it's, I wish he was here, you know, and I didn't
right.
know if he was or not.
He absolutely is. He absolutely is. And I think from this point forward, now that the two of you have kind of made that connection, I think that you will feel him more around you. You know. And
when you say feel him, what do I, how do you feel it? You just sense it? Is it something that you sense?
You sense, or he comes into your mind at a time when you're experiencing challenge, and that just means that he's there.
Oh, okay. All right, now I understand. Because I wasn't understanding, you know, how it worked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you see a baby, could there be a baby of his here, or could someone be carrying a baby, or...
There could be, absolutely. That was the first thing I saw was him holding a baby. So,
that's strange.
I don't know. Oftentimes when people cross over, they, some choose, at least this is just what I've been told, but they either choose reincarnation and to come into a life, another life on this earth, or they choose a higher purpose to work in that realm. And so I really got that he was kind of a protector of some sort of children, and that's become his highest purpose, is to protect and keep safe, because he was so kind of emotionally raw, and he's, you know, his job is to kind of be there as a guardian for those kids and people growing up. So it could be connected to that, but I really felt like this one particular baby was connected to him personally.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll find something out. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You made me feel
thank
better.
You.
Right,
okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Oop, live radio. Sorry. Had a brief interruption there. So
that's okay.
Yeah. It never fails. That's one thing I love about live radio, is you just never know. And you gotta keep on flowing with the punches and keep on going. That's how life is. We just gotta keep on moving through. And now the other question I have for you, Billy, is now if somebody's listening and, you know, I think we skipped over this when I wanted to talk about, you know, if somebody is having some problems, you know, with their gifts, or maybe don't totally understand them, especially mediumship stuff, I think that a lot of times that's misunderstood, you know, and what would you tell that person if they're having some questions about if they do have the gift or if they don't have the gift, what would your advice be to them?
I guess my advice would be to, you know, not to try to discount it and run from it, but come to a place where you're ready to embrace it and make sense of it. And sometimes that does mean with just, to me, I feel for me that I really was able to embrace my gifts once I found my most authentic empowered self. And basically, you know, that, you know, I experienced my own spiritual journey that caused me to, you know, question my life and reflect on it and weed out what no longer served me. And I really believe that it's an inner journey, and then the gifts sort of unfold and expand and fall into place once your inner landscape has kind of been tended to. So I guess I would just say, you know, keep seeking and, you know, really trust your intuitive process on what feels right to you. Like you mentioned earlier, Michael, that inner voice, I think, you know, that's really important. And I think it just kind of will evolve over time, you know, with that validation and the learning process, it just kind of takes off from there.
Yeah, and I know for myself, Billy, and I'm sure you probably can relate to this as well. You know, I know because we all have baggage. We all have things inside of us that we're always working on and you know, trying to get out. And you know, I notice in my own life, you know, when I work on my own self and work on that inner, you know, me, you know, then my gifts start popping up better. You know, I'm able because I don't have that junk in the way. I don't have my stuff in the way anymore, and that opens you up more. Do you agree with that? Once we get, go ahead.
Yeah, I do agree, and I think that process is ever evolving. And
yes.
I know that for me, it's like I'm never done. You know,
no.
It's just an
right.
ongoing walk. You know,
right.
to consistently uncover things that no longer serve you and really look at yourself and see what you want to change within to make your life better, to make you more aligned with the divine within. And I think that that's, you know, an ongoing process that will continue even after we cross over. It takes on a different tone, but it's still the same. And yeah, I think that's it. When you start within, the rest kind of just falls into place and follows.
Right, definitely, because that's where everything works from is within, because that's where the spirit is within us, and you know we have to be sure that we're working from there. Now, the other question, okay, I'm going to be a little bit selfish, and because I want to know because I feel somebody around me, but I can't pick up on them, and so I don't know if it's somebody. You know, from my side of the family, or for it's another spirit. But all I can pick up, Billy, is that there's something around me. And do you need my name and my birth date to pick up on me?
Sure, if you could.
Okay, Michael, 10/22.
Well, I definitely feel a male figure around you. I feel as though the way that he's showing himself to me right now is he's in a uniform of some sort, a military uniform.
Okay, that makes sense. Go ahead.
I feel as though, did he pass away when you were in your 20s? Or when you were a teenager?
When I was a teenager, yes.
Okay, because he's focusing on that time frame. Is there someone in your family right now that's kind of just starting out their lives, either just got married or had a child?
Yes.
Okay, because he's kind of making his presence known to let you all know that he's there for all of that and he's seeing all of that. And he's very much a very, very strong force around you as far as protection as well.
Okay.
He kind of wants to let you know that in times when you have felt as though maybe it's harder for you to watch out for yourself, he kind of steps in and helps with that.
Okay. Definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely connecting. So that's
okay.
A good thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I appreciate that very much. I appreciate you doing that. So,
thank you.
No problem. I'm going to ask you a question because I keep seeing, and I don't usually read for people that I have as guests, but I keep seeing something around you that I need to ask you about because it's just driving me crazy, sort of.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. I keep the one thing that's funny here, Billy, since we've been talking today, I keep seeing boxes around you. I don't know if there's a move that you're thinking about or if there has been a recent move, but I keep seeing boxes. And right now they're empty. They're empty boxes.
Okay.
I don't, you know, and work in symbols. You know, I work like in symbols a lot, so I don't know what this is trying to show me.
Well, that is definitely an area in my life that's kind of in limbo right now. It's kind of in that place where do we move, do we stay,
okay.
What are we going to do? So absolutely, that's exactly right.
Okay,
I feel like I have a bunch of empty boxes around me.
Yeah, well, and that could be why they're empty, because you haven't made that decision to pack them yet. you know, that's probably what they're showing me, empty boxes, is that, you know, that you haven't made that. My advice to you as a reader, and what I'm picking up very strongly with you, is that you need to get past your fears. There's some fear with this for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe not on your part, maybe on the your partner's part, maybe a little bit about this. But I would definitely see a move for you. I would say at least by the end of this year, I would see a move.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, maybe not the whole solid move, but at least that decision to make that move. But definitely. And I feel like that it's, for some reason, it's also focused around your career. So I don't know if it's going to make that better, or you pick up more clients or something, but it's around your career. It's focusing around your gifts. So does that make any sense?
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, yep. And there is a lot of fear involved in, you know, making, it's a really big move. You know, I have kids and a lot of big changes. And so, yeah, I am kind of fearful.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people listening to us, you know, probably, and maybe this is the reason why I brought it up, because I think a lot of people, a lot of times, you know, we feel that we're supposed to do something, but, you know, ourselves get in the way, our fears get in the way. And the one thing that Spirit keeps telling me, Billy, and I'm pretty blunt sometimes, they keep saying you need to get out of your comfort zone. You know, that's your comfort zone. And so sometimes we need to expand that. And I think that goes for everybody listening to us right now. You know, a lot of times we get in, and I know I've been there. You know, there's been times in my life that I'm going, no, because I'm comfortable right where I'm at. So I don't want to. You know.
I know. And I do get very comfortable. And, sometimes that comfort becomes, you know, complacency, you know, so,
that's
a message I needed.
Yeah, because they're getting ready to expand you. I keep seeing an expansion with you, and not just, you know, not just your gifts, but because I feel like a lot more gifts are going to be popping up here as well, because this is your time to expand. I keep seeing that around you, just seeing a lot of expansion for you and a lot of growth. Yeah, so you might just something for you to consider. I just had to tell you that because I was just like busting out of me. I was like, okay.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. I don't often get the opportunity to connect with a reader that reads for me. So that was a really great experience. So thank you very much. Great messages too, and totally right on. So
because you're welcome. I don't normally do it, but when I feel that push, I was like, okay, I got to get this out. Otherwise, I don't know if you're like this, Billy, but if I don't get something out that I know that I'm supposed to give, I get a headache sometimes, you know, just because I have that information and I hadn't got that out. Do you get that sometimes? You just pick up something and you just, I don't know. Are you like that?
I do, yeah. And typically the most intense is the, you know, with my medium gift, where, you know, there are people that have crossed over. I actually have a whole book full of messages that I try to match up with people, but that just come throughout the day. And if I don't write them in that book, they won't go away.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Because
absolutely.
Yeah, because we have to, you know, we have to give. And I don't know if you're like this, Billy. Would you consider yourself a blunt reader? Because sometimes when I read, I'm pretty blunt. You know, I try to clean that up a little bit. But, you know, I give the information as I get it. And sometimes that can be a little blunt. Do you read like that?
I think yes. I think my clients would say yes.
Okay.
You know, I think I'm more blunt when Billy, sort of gets in the way and says, oh, my gosh, you can't say that. That's, you know.
Right.
And then instantly, it's like my higher self steps in and says, no, you're going to say this, and you're going to say this exactly how they need to hear it.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, sometimes it can – but then, like you said earlier, I think that getting through that, too, is about that trust. And usually it is exactly what the person needs to hear or what I need to hear, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I had that with a client, and they're still my client, but they're a really good client, And one time I was reading for them, and all of a sudden I was picking up something, and Spirit said, you got to tell them like this. And I was like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose them if I say that. You know? and you know, they were an awesome client. And I was like, I don't want to lose them. And so I just finally got past myself and said, okay, I got to tell you this, and you know, we'll see what happens after that. And they actually thanked me because it actually saved their business. And, you know, they just had to make some major changes really fast, or they were about to go out of business. And sometimes we have to be that way. You know, we have to say, okay, this is what Spirit is showing me and saying to you. And you know, hopefully you take it in the way it's meant. And not worry about, you know, the consequences. That was really hard for me. You know, when I first started, the hardest thing for me was, you know, just being afraid of what people might say, you know, or do if, you know, because sometimes you have to tell them, you know, things. And it's like, okay, I don't know how they're going to react to this. Hopefully they don't punch me. You know, I always, you know, because I always tell people, you know, hey, I'm just a messenger. You know, don't get mad at me. I'm just the one that has to give you this message. I'm not the one that's giving it to you. You know, I'm getting it from someplace else. But have you ever had that? You know, just had that little bit of fear of what, you know, a client might say or do?
Yeah, I mean, concerning the bluntness, and then as well, you know, sometimes you get crazy or that seem crazy messages to you.
Right.
You know, like.
Right.
They'll tell me something about the washing machine, and I'll be like, really? You want me to say what? And,
right.
You know, and I think that's why, you know, sometimes in my readings, I just get on a roll, you know, and I kind of, and I think maybe looking at it, you know, I think maybe what it might be is just me not wanting that inner doubt to come in. So I just kind of let it all flow. And I always tell my clients, you know, stop me. Feel free to interrupt if you don't understand something because, you know, I kind of just spew everything out very quickly. And I think that's my way of getting past that fear, you know, that doubt of that doesn't make sense. What? You know?
Right. Yeah. The hardest thing for me was, you know, realizing, okay, I'm not reading for me. And so it doesn't have to make sense to me, but it does have to make sense to my client. And, you know, have you had that as well, you know? Sometimes we just see weird stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is not making any sense to me. One time my spirit guide said, Michael, that's not for you. It's for them. It's not going to make sense to you. So
absolutely. And then there's this feeling, I think, over time when, you know, there are validations from the person sitting across from you or that you're reading for, and they're like, yeah, that makes total sense. And, you know, sometimes you never get the details of why that makes sense, but, you know, it kind of just gives you the inspiration, okay, you know, I just need to listen to my inner voice and I need to just go with the flow and let them, you know, do the talking and you're the vessel and that's it, you know.
Definitely. Well, Billy, I hate to tell you this, but we're running out of time, and I wish we weren't, but we are. That's just reality.
Okay.
But, hey, you know, it's been a pleasure having you here. Can you give us your website one more time, please?
It's www.billyhayward.com, and I'm on Facebook as well under Voices Beyond the Veil.
Okay. All right. Lots of ways to get hold of you. Well, Billy, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. And you know, I appreciate you reading for me. I want to say that on a personal level. I thank you for that message. It really helped. And, you know, a lot of times I find it hard to read for myself. And, you know, a lot of my stuff gets in the way. And so I do appreciate that. All right.
Well,
and
thank you so much, Michael. Thank you for the reading, too. It was great. It really helped. So thanks so much.
I'm glad I could help. And so continue. Okay, I just saw something and I need to tell you.
Okay.
This is just weird. Something to do with a light bulb. Has anything been going on with light bulbs in your house?
Goodness. Well, everything that you can possibly imagine, electronic or mechanical, is breaking in my house right now because I actually have a booked appointment to deal with a house cleansing. And
okay.
So that might be what you're picking up on.
Yeah, because you might want to be careful because it's something to do with tonight, and it looks like an exploding light bulb. This looks like in the living room of your house. There's some kind of a spirit that's been stirred up, and uh-huh. so you might want to do a cleansing because there's something going on in your house right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm picking up something. Okay. Just to give you a heads up. So.
Thank you. Yep.
No problem. Okay. All right. Well, Billy, thank you so much for being here, and we're going to have you back sometime in the future.
That would be great, Michael. Thanks. All right. I had a great time.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you would like to get hold of Billy, I'm going to give you her website one more time. It is www.BillyHayward. That is BillyHayward.com. www.BillyHayward.com. If you forget all of that, I will have her up on previous guests over on www.SpiritualTalkRadio.net sometime this weekend. When I have back-to-back guests, I forget sometimes that, and usually I put like the upcoming guests. This time I don't know what happened there. I got a lot of stuff going on in my head, I guess. That happens. That's human. But she will be on previous guests coming up here sometime this weekend. Hopefully by Monday I get that done. I get busy. I got readings and all kinds of stuff going on. And so we just get busy with life. But Billy, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure. Awesome energy. Really appreciate that. To the people that didn't get on with her, book a reading with her. Her readings are pretty reasonable. Go ahead, book a reading with her. I have no problem with that. If I had a problem with that, I wouldn't have invited her on my show. A lot of times people ask me that. They go, well, aren't you afraid of competition? I don't believe in competition. I want to say that again. I don't believe in competition. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm not competing with anybody. I know who I am. I'm not competing with anybody. There's enough clients around that need help. I can't read for everybody. Billy can't read for everybody. That's why if we can't read for you, we refer you to other people. But Billy, thank you so much for being here. Let's see. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by writing me. InsightsWithMichaelYML.com is my email address. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that at my website at www.spiritualawakening.com. I do have some openings for tomorrow. If you would like to set that up. My prices are on sale at the moment. They will go up here come Wednesday. If you're thinking about a reading with me, you might want to consider that those prices will be going up this coming Wednesday. All right? Just thought I'd give you a heads up. Talking about a heads up, we need to surround some things with white light right now. At the beginning of the show, I kept seeing Baltimore. I don't know why I'm seeing Baltimore. I have no idea why I'm seeing Baltimore. Last night I was watching the news and there was like a Baltimore, there's like, football drafts going on right now. I'm not a big football person, but there's that going on. And they showed the Baltimore Raven thing last night. And when they showed it to me, I just saw some things. I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to create things. But I saw some things that I didn't like. So let's surround Baltimore, the city of Baltimore. This looks like the downtown area to me of Baltimore. I'm not sure why. I do feel some kind of a shaking going on. I don't know what that would be related to. Feels like some kind of an explosion. I will tell you that it doesn't look like a terrorist problem. It looks more like a gas line to me, like a natural thing. But it does look like it would affect the downtown area of Baltimore to me. It's just like a natural gas leak. So let's surround that right now. I'm going to be quiet while we do that. Let's just surround Baltimore with white light, the downtown area of Baltimore. Okay. Okay. The other area, we're going to have to do this quick because we're running out of time. We need to surround the Arch of St. Louis, the St. Louis Arch. This does look like there's a problem there. So the Arch of St. Louis. I've been there many times. Let's surround that with white light and be quiet while we do that. This does look like a human issue. That would be St. Louis. All right. All right, thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If I didn't get to you today, I apologize, but have to understand I do follow leading of spirit, so we don't get everybody on, all right? Billy, thanks again for being here. Her website, one more time, is www.billyhayward.com. All right. And, all right, we're done. We will be back here, when will I be back here? Monday, actually. Don't know yet what time. I will tell you, I don't know what time yet. Monday, I'm going to be sharing something with you. It's one of those believe it or not stories. My life, in a lot of ways, it was that wake-up moment in my life when I knew that angels were working with me. And you're going to have to tune in Monday to find out what that's all about. Let me tell you, it's going to be one of those stories that you're going to go, yeah, Michael, yeah. But it's a true story. It was a true experience. I believe it really happened. There were witnesses of this. But it's going to be one of those believe it or not stories. But it was a time in my life that if without that moment in my life, I know that I wouldn't be talking to you right now, not on this plane anyhow. And so you're going to have to find out what that's all about on Monday, all right? Then I have some guests coming up during the week. You'll be able to find that information tomorrow posted on www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Aaron's mom, Aaron was on here. Aaron Knowlton was on here. Few weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, I don't remember. Time flies sometimes. But his mom's going to be here on air with me. Jill Carroll will be here on Friday, I believe. And so that's going to be awesome. All right. So lots of cool stuff going on. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Fasten those seatbelts. Make them click. Otherwise, you might get a ticket also, or you might even get worse. So make those things click, all right? I'd rather talk to you on this side than on that side. All right, thank you so much for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. Right now, I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll see you back here on Monday. The best way to follow the show, now I will tell you there's a possibility that I might be on tomorrow. So this is what I'm telling you. The best way to follow this program is to follow us. You can do that by clicking on the follow thing right there on the Blog Talk Show page. I'm not saying we're definitely going to be on tomorrow, but I'm going to say that there has been a few things that I feel like that we might be on tomorrow. But right now, definitely a Monday, possibly maybe tomorrow. All right, we'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend, and thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye, guys. Oh, wait, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. You almost thought I forgot that, didn't you? All right. Not me. All right. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Whoop. Let's click on a song. There we go. Thank you. Hold on.